It's a new Gerry Anderson series with Stanley Unwin.
Together at last.
That's a bit of sticky back plastic, that, you know.
You're giving away all the secrets.
Vicar, Shrinking Ray.
The attention to detail is great.
Rear view, real person. Front view, yes. Puppet.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Here we go. So the very distinctive opening to many of Gerry's series was the Century 21 television sting.
Straight away we have a lovely Derek Meddings model shot. Rather unusual for this series. It didn't go too much into the whole military world like the previous series.
Aha. So where in the run does this episode come, Chris?
This is fourth?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sit back and enjoy the first flight. Just so long as security isn't relaxed.
And between the three of us, I've seen this episode before. Lois, you've seen this episode
I have.
Before and reasonably recently as well, haven't you?
I have indeed, yes.
And Richard, you've never seen this at all?
Never seen it before in my life. Lois, before this happened with your father, were you aware of Gerry's work? Had you enjoyed his various series like Thunderbirds and Stingray and
I was aware of it, but I didn't actually sit down and say I enjoyed it in particular because I think I was so busy with a young family and such that perhaps wasn't the most important thing in my life.
Yes, right. I'm going to ask Will there, who's sitting off camera, who's your son. Will, do you remember watching any of this stuff when you were younger?
Not Secret Service, but absolutely Stingray Joe 19.
Stingray Joe 19. Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
And this shot of Stanley at the window.
Yeah.
It was originally shot with a puppet. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but they went with this live-action shot in the end.
And you can see his dog collar.
Yes.
That's a bit of sticky back plastic, that, you know.
You're giving away all the secrets. That's the magic of television.
Yes.
This is the most extraordinary opening title music, really, isn't it, Chris?
Possibly because in television history, yeah. It's just...
And particularly the Anderson shows with the music of Barry Gray, of course, are so synonymous with these driving, exciting...
Well, you get action visual after action visual, and in this, literally nothing is happening. But it's happening so nicely...
It's beautiful.
...that it almost doesn't matter.
And the famous church, of course.
Yes.
Which you have been to, Lois, haven't you?
Not this one. No, I haven't. I don't.
Okay. That's good.
But again, this church, rather like your father's grave and the plaque, has become something of a place of pilgrimage for a lot of fans.
Yes.
How nice that they got to film there on such a nice sunny day.
Yes.
Ah, so this is the Anderson's house we were suggesting with last month's Fab Fans.
Yes. De Groot. I asked you never to call me here.
And this guy
all right.
Has got photos of the military plane. Yes. Yes.
And who were the voice cast in this, aside from Stanley Unwin?
You have Gary Fowles playing Matthew. That was Jeremy Wilkin playing this chap. He also plays the bishop.
Yeah.
David Healy did a few. Sylvia Anderson did a few. And David Graham came back for the last couple. So
these are all famous names from previous of Gerry's shows.
Absolutely.
David Graham, of course, only recently died just last year, I think, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
Go let him in.
Oh.
And this, sinister. Again, as we have alluded to, and many others have alluded to, there is a real Avengers feel to this. Enemy agents are hiding behind every... bush in the world of the Secret Service.
Escapes me. Maybe it is to try and retain a little intrigue.
Did your dad have a particular favourite episode, do you remember? Or was it just
Liked this. I think the hole-in-one, probably, because he was a golfing person.
Yes. Right.
Not that he was a good golfer. Yes.
So he got on a course for that episode, did he? Did they actually film some of that on a golf course?
Yes.
I see.
He would have been onto a golf course.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And, but this one, we did have some homing pigeons in Longbutby, actually.
Right.
Somebody had a van full of them, that we used to see quite often when we were younger.
He seemed his usual heavy self. It's understandable. No one likes being blackmailed.
Great accents.
Yes.
And look at the clothing as well, the lapels on that coat. I mean, it's just beautiful, isn't it?
Taken in broad daylight.
The attention to detail is great, actually. I mean, his tie, you know, matching his waistcoat, absolutely. You know, there.
That's right.
That's brilliant.
Well, that's what we often say about Jerry and Sylvia's work. You know, it's ostensibly a kids' show, but the eye to detail is extraordinary.
It is.
And what this show would have benefited from is that they can draw upon a pre-existing stock of props that were built for Joe 90, Captain Scarlet. There's probably stuff, but those bookshelves, there's probably a dozen episodes that they've been in previously.
Yeah.
All of those props.
Aircraft of any kind is allowed within 50 miles. And if one did stray into the area, the radar would pick it up immediately. I know all that. Nevertheless, our man in Beirut...
Something of the Captain Scarlet about him.
Yes, yeah.
You noticed how the bishop has very kindly eyes.
Yeah, you're right. Sir Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex Ferguson.
Named De Groot. Ah, De Groot.
Oh, yes, he does, you're right.
One of the old school. But he would only be...
It's also this era of espionage where everyone knows everyone else. It's all very...
Very probable, isn't it?
Yeah, not like something you get today in Spooks or whatever, where they're all smashing each other's heads through windows or whatever. Everyone's very chill.
Ah, we're about to meet someone we know.
The Reverend Stanley.
I mean, the fact they kept his actual name, I mean, that's extraordinary.
Yes, they didn't need to.
No.
Not only was he a professor, he was a reverend as well.
Exactly, he could turn his hand to many things.
Oh, Mrs. Appleby, yes, a very good buy, yes. £10 for a grandfather clock in working order.
But I suppose by, you know, giving this character the same name as the actor portraying him, you're sort of saying that the actor is as much a draw, hopefully, for the audience, as the fact that it's a new Gerry Anderson series.
Yes, yeah.
It's a new Gerry Anderson series with Stanley Unwin, you know.
Together at last.
But if they know where to...
I think Dad and Jerry liked each other.
Really?
Yes.
How lovely. Yeah. They're a similar vintage, of course, similar generation.
Yes, and on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yes. Right.
Would your dad have been to many of the conventions over the years?
I honestly don't know, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I could lie and say yes, but I don't know.
I had a feeling I may have seen pictures from one or two.
Yes.
They've sort of blossomed in the last decade, 15 years.
Yes.
Had he still been around and been of a mind to, I'm sure he would have enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Because, of course, for many fans, that's the opportunity to meet your heroes and say how much you appreciate
that's
them.
That's right,
you
know? Yes. Yeah.
While nightly sings the staring owl, to wit to woo a merry note. I see you know your Shakespeare, Matthew. I know I'm getting cramp. Hold on, deliverance may be near.
I think the Unwin puppet is being worked from underneath there,
as
they were in the car earlier. Uh-huh. There's no strings on him there. Which was a technique that I can see why they did it, because they wanted to get rid of the strings, but it didn't always look... there's no strings on him there.
And what's interesting, in this scene, the sort of shot in the half-light, the mix of live action and puppetry works quite well.
It does.
It's not at all jarring, is it?
It does, Have you noticed another thing? There's not a lot of Unwinese in this.
No, indeed. That's very true.
Destroy the XK4.
Normally it just comes down to one scene, if that one crucial moment.
Yes.
As close as possible. You'll have to organise another run.
But it's a subtle thing, you see.
Yeah.
Someone could be injured, even killed. I've paid for my mistake over and over again. This is the last favour.
What's the badge on his lapel?
And you're off the hook. I give you my word.
I know how much that's worth.
I know, but then you don't really have a choice, do you?
He's being blackmailed, isn't he?
Exactly right.
3 days.
Oh, a deadline, that's always interesting. And you were saying, Chris, there was a dinky toy of Gabriel the car available at the time?
Yeah, with, I think, a little plastic Father Unwin figure attached to it.
Yes, we've got, yes. I have seen one for sale on eBay just recently.
I'm sure.
I think it's about £175 or
something. Well, there you go.
In its box, of course.
Yes, of course.
Right out the box,
always preferred.
Because there wasn't much merchandise for the show. There was the toy, there were a couple of novels, and sweet cigarette cards, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because, of course, unlike the previous Joe 90s and Stingrays and so on, there isn't the wealth of vehicles and craft and machinery that could you could easily turn into a toy.
Yeah, it's nice. It's much more character focused, but at the same time, you can see why merchandisers maybe didn't know what to do with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I took the precaution of writing down the registration number, JPK459C. We can get the address from that tomorrow.
Good work, Matthew. Hold on, I'm taking her up to 50 miles per hour.
Oh, yes. Hold on to your hats.
50 miles an hour.
Yes. What's that in new money, I wonder?
Ooh, no. Again, there's a running joke in the series how much he loves the car.
Yes.
Was your father much of a driver as such? Did he have a thing for cars generally? His puppet counterpart did?
Well, he liked cars. Yes, he had his Wolseley 1500 was probably his favourite, and that he still had that when he died. Yes. Oh, sorry.
It's a Triumph.
It was a Wolseley before that. Yeah.
Thank you, Will.
Sorry. Triumph. That's right, Triumph 2000 was the last one, yes.
And was he one for getting under the bonnet and tinkering, or was it sort of beyond him?
A fair bit, yes.
Yeah, he would have done, yeah.
If he thought the garage was charging too much for service, he'd do it himself, yeah. Yes, it's fascinating, this.
The Minimizer, look. There he goes.
And I'd love to have sort of been in on Jerry's thinking when it came to devising the format for this show. Like, okay, I've got Stanley Unwin. What do I do now? Vicar, Shrinking Ray.
Then we are ready to begin our little investigation in earnest. Into the case, and we'll be on our way.
Must have got terrible cramp.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no room to
claustrophobia.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, imagine.
Wouldn't do for me. Oh, gosh.
And, Chris, what was the thinking behind part puppetry, part live action? Was it cost-saving?
I think it was to sort of show off, look, we've got Stanley Unwin.
Yes.
We want to show him in live action in some form.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems to be an unlikely candidate for espionage work. However, we shall see.
I've noticed that earpiece is very much like his hearing aid.
Okay. At the Anderson's house, as we learned last time.
And that's real Stanley,
yeah. And then we cut
with
to...
the bald patch on the back.
That's very strange, isn't it? Rear view, real person. Front view, puppet. Good
morning. My name is Unwin, Father Unwin.
I'm afraid I'm not a religious man. I also happen to be very busy, maybe some other day.
1 second, please. My business concerns your Mercedes. I had hoped not to involve the police.
Well,
This puppet had previously been Captain Oker in Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons, but he'd been in several dozen other episodes of Joe 90 as well.
What a charming residence you have here.
I mean, actually, you say cramped. It is quite spacious in that suitcase, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah.
Now, what is this all about?
It's about the demon speed. Now, I happened to find myself behind you on the road last night, and I'm afraid you were exceeding the speed limit, my son. I know how easy it is.
You're a vicar. What's that got to do with anything?
I'm going to try the garden. Are there to be observed, you
know? Yes, Father.
Think of a person of advanced years, an old lady taking her little dog for a walk.
Okay. So he's having a snoop around. Mm-hmm. What's he looking for, Chris?
Well, someone is taking photos of this plane from quite low altitude. So it makes sense that someone with a lot of birds would be able to do that.
I see.
And here's the puppet on location in the Anderson's back garden. It looks, well, firstly, the garden looks lovely.
It does look
amazing, isn't
seeing
it?
Seeing a puppet on location like this.
Is that a real tortoise?
I don't know. The question has been asked. But it looks really good on location.
It does.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, poor Matthew.
Now, Matthew's been minimised, isn't he? Yes. So we are suggesting, aren't we, that if he was at his real size, he would be, relative to the dog, human size.
But it is still quite a big dog. Yes.
There's someone in the garden. Excuse me.
One moment. You're forgetting the message of my visit most. More haste and less speed. You follow me?
Frankly,
here we go.
Let me put it to you this way.
I've really not got time.
As you speed it along the Roma surface there, all gritty, swirly motion, upside down.
I must go.
Upside down.
Disaster Scraven.
Yes, yes, I know.
But you see, as a kid, you'd be waiting for that moment every week,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Nimbus, all broken eardrums, oh, folly terrible.
I agree. I must go.
Yeah. Look at his tail swirling,
wow,
actually.
Yes. He's a big dog.
Mm. Are you all right, Matthew?
And this shot would have been done in the studio, so they would have taken the dog, yeah, into the studio to recreate what they'd done on location. It does sort of call into question the effectiveness of reducing an agent to one-third size.
Yes.
But this,
yes,
kind of thing happens more than once.
Yes.
What is it, Kruger? Heel.
But then it does throw off your sort of sense of scale as well when the puppet, who's supposed to be human size, walks in. And you know that the puppet compared to the dog, and it's just,
yeah,
it
that's
fries,
right,
your brain.
I know, it's,
yes,
all very odd, isn't it?
But how does he do it? That's the problem.
You don't think that far.
No.
No.
And maybe particularly children wouldn't. They would,
no,
just take it at face value, wouldn't they? And enjoy, yeah, the adventure.
And this is, I don't know if this is the Anderson's garden again or someone else's back garden,
yeah,
but more location filming.
Now!
Oh.
How much did you use?
Half a cc. On the real attack, we'll be using 10 cc's in each bomb. Did you give the harnesses to Mazden?
Yes.
So that was a test run, blowing,
yes,
up a model in a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a very small explosion, but if you get a lot of,
yes,
those explosives dropped
I
at
understand,
once.
I yes.
Well, Matthew, I think we are a little nearer solving the mystery of the photographs, but we still have a long way to go.
Yes, Father. The only thing I seem to have established is that Mazden is a bird lover. He has everything out in that garden. Doves, pigeons, canaries, bunches.
Yes, Matthew, all we can do is think and plan, as I'm sure others are doing.
Mm. Yeah, I love that there's no real great sense of urgency from Unwin, unless something is actually about to explode.
Oh, really?
Well, the problem will keep until
it, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done everything we can this end. It's up to you.
The lighting there, that's great.
Don't worry. He won't rest till he comes up with the answer.
Love that statue.
Yes.
How, Matthew? How? There must be a way.
We've been sitting here all night, Father, and I still have absolutely no idea how anyone could fly over a top-secret airfield and not be spotted.
You've just seen a garden full of pigeons.
Ah, yes.
You don't.
Come on.
They would be easily seen from the ground. 200 feet, it's so low. Tuitu, a merry note. What did you say, Father?
It's nearly dawn.
And I like that as well, where Unwin's put his glasses on,
yes,
during the cut.
Yeah.
Such a clever little thing.
It! Pigeons! Father, we've solved it! Those photographs were taken from pigeons fitted with cameras.
There you go.
Mazden has a lot full. It'd be difficult.
Yes.
I don't know. I think he's washed his hair.
Yes. That's right. It does look like it.
All shutters. Released from a position where their homing flight would take them over the airfield.
Do you know if your dad had to sort of pose for, like, reference photos, or if he would have gone in for... So, essentially, the puppet sculptors could have had a look at him, for lack of a better term?
I would think it's likely. Yes. I mean, everything was done so well, wasn't,
yes,
it?
Yes.
No, that I think it must have... They must have had more than one look to,
yeah,
do that
and maybe
well,
even photographs for reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, he would have been 3D scanned and all sorts.
That's,
oh,
right,
yeah,
yes.
This morning...
See, his hair's different now.
Yes, you're right, yeah.
But why?
Because they would have been modelling certain puppets,
mm,
on, like, famous actors of the time, but it was,
yes,
very rare,
mm,
for them to model a puppet on an actual real person.
Right.
Yes.
To be played by that person.
That's right.
I,
yes,
think the only other time that happened was in the first Thunderbirds movie when they had Cliff Richard and the,
mm,
Shadows.
Ah,
puppets.
Yes. Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
One of the pigeons hurt its wing. I had one camera spare.
What's this inside?
Oh, some special fast film. De Groot fitted it to the mall.
Fast film, my eye. I think...
I wonder what he was going to say then.
...in you know. And quickly, if you don't mind.
Slight edge of an Australian accent coming through there.
Let's just hope we're in time, Matthew.
Bombers airborne.
Yes, Bishop, that is exactly the situation.
The XK board is under attack from a flock of pigeons.
Well, if you say so, I'll pass the information on.
That's a very dry delivery, isn't it?
You have to wonder if the other security services believe half of the stuff they hear from this organisation.
So they're now going to bomb the plane.
They're going to bomb the plane.
Yeah.
That'll be the end of the plane. It's such a nice, simple idea, but it leads to a really nice story.
Yeah.
And at 25 minutes as well, I don't think it sort of outstays its welcome.
Exactly right, yeah.
You did say pigeons. Right. Get the XK-4 back in the hangar and see if you can pick up a flock of pigeons. They're about to attack this airfield with high explosives.
That's the most unlikely line of dialogue ever, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually have to break the fourth wall to reinforce how strange that is.
De Groot.
He's quite striking in his cape, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I must insist you hand over that control unit.
Over my dead body.
That won't be necessary. Matthew?
Oh, puppets fighting.
It's nice where that won't be necessary, not that can be arranged.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
He's getting away, Father.
Yeah, Father Unwin never gets involved in the fisticuffs. That's what Matthew's there for.
In the control box.
Love the stock footage of the racing pigeons.
Harry, Matthew, here come the leaders.
He's not going to blow the pigeons up, is he?
I found it.
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Wait. This is the Richard James version.
That's why he has to wait.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
No!
Not going to harm a feather on their heads.
Oh, look at that. Ah.
Here comes another match. Stand by. Steady. Now.
Would it be more effective for them to have exploded in midair as they fell?
You're desperate to kill some pigeons,
aren't you? No, the pigeons get away safely, but...
well, possibly,
maybe
yes.
They would only explode on impact.
Ah. I'll buy that. Mm. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes...
Oh, dear. We've got pigeons on our roof.
Oh. I'll never look a pigeon in the same way again.
No, absolutely not.
I think you'll find this contains the document that enabled De Groot to blackmail you. I haven't opened it.
I don't know what to say. It was one silly, stupid mistake.
Please say no more. I believe every man is entitled to at least one mistake.
At the moral
but he should
of the story.
Try to learn from his mistake and be a better man.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, nowadays he wouldn't be able to do that without the bishop's permission.
Well, oh, I see, yes.
You know?
He's gone off piste a bit, hasn't he? Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
And there we are, an episode from the Secret Service, The Feathered Spies. How was that for you, Lois?
That was absolutely brilliant, yes.
Well, I must say, it was lovely to watch it in your company.
Have you got time for the other 12?
Well, I mean, I'm game. Chris, where can we see The Secret Service?
Well, it's currently available on DVD and ITVX.
Yes.
Do you know what? I think there's a brand new Blu-ray set.
Get away.
Coming out. Well, if you're listening to this commentary on that Blu-ray set, then you've got this Blu-ray set. And if you're watching us on YouTube, then wait and get the Blu-ray
set. In due course, absolutely.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Brilliant.
There we go.
Well, do you know, I think I shall have to buy the Blu-ray for, you know, we have another Stanley Unwin in the family.
Do you know?
Yes. One of... my nephew's, his eldest son, who's, he would be six, wouldn't he? His son, Unwin.
That would be lovely.
That's nice.
And I hope he's being taught in the ways of Unwinese.
Oh, I think they're beginning, they've been showing him fairy tales, the last book, yes, quite recently. Yes.
Ah, well, that's lovely. Well, yeah. You say you might well have to buy the Blu-ray. I'm sure we can find our way to send you one. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Well, that'd be absolutely brilliant, yeah.
So thank you for joining us to watch a very special episode of The Secret Service in the company of Stanley Unwin's daughter, Lois Unwin Johnston. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Let's get started. Let's go.
Spectrum is green.